Welcome.
Let's talk to Winston Matthews from Hawley, who's part of the Legalise Cannabis Alliance. Morning to you, Winston.
Good morning, Fred.
Why do you want to see this drug fully legalised?
Well, for regulation. I mean, I agree with Neil McHenry in the respect, you know, that during the formative years that children or young people, 16 to 25 it was, this shouldn't abuse any form of drug, whether it be alcohol, cannabis or whatever. So, I mean, light use, and we could get that through the use of regulation would be my way. Causing underachievement, well, I do worry about that when you've got four knights, Mick Jagger, Bob Geldof, Paul McCartney and Richard Branson that have taken cannabis, so it's not really proving that point.
Well, also, plucking the names of four highly successful people out of the air and saying, well, they use cannabis. I mean, that doesn't actually demonstrate anything in terms of proof. That's not evidential either, is it?
Well, it's saying, you were talking about underachieving, and I would have said they weren't underachievers.
No, I agree. What I'm saying is, I mean, that, you know, there may well be exceptions that prove the rule, but, I mean, we can't establish anything scientific from that.
We need research on what's going on. As Neil mentioned there about skunk, well, skunk's only a hybrid, and it's not very strong in some respects at all. It's a misnomer, a present sort of modern legend that it is. Often the cannabis on the streets can be contaminated, in which case you're not even going to get cannabis, which is one of those areas that should be looked at with research. But in the use of 16 to 25-year-olds, I would be more concerned that they would be taking contaminated cannabis. This is why we should have regulations. I'm not saying that cannabis makes you any more bright or turns you into a knight or whatever, or a famous actor or whatever, but cannabis is here to stay. We're not going to get rid of it. We've had it for years. You say you've known people years ago in the 80s. It's been here for considerable time. So why not regulate and tax it? Why allow criminals to make the money that we could make the money for our infrastructure and control what the children or the young people, 16 to 25, are going to be doing? I mean,
do you use cannabis, Winston?
I use cannabis on a regular basis. Absolutely.
What do you get out of it?
I use it for my back, but I also use it as a recreational high because I used to be involved in coffee shop projects in the UK, where there's one down in Larson at the moment that's having a lot of trouble.
I'm just trying to establish what the payoff is, because, you know, with anything you consume...
I broke my spine when I was 16. The payoff for me is that it's a very good pain reliever. But also, I mean, recreationally, I think the payoff is it's a nicer, recreational and safer high than all the other recreational drugs that you can have, because at least cannabis doesn't kill, whereas you couldn't even say that about caffeine, alcohol, or certainly not nicotine, which is the biggest killer.
I get the impression from stories I hear, from younger people I meet, from some younger people I teach as well in another life, I get the impression that cannabis use amongst people who are 16 to 25 is certainly widespread and perhaps almost applies to the majority of people in that age group. Am I right?
I would say it does these days. Hence is why we need to take a new look at it, that the regulation of it would stop, would help us... enforce it out to young people, etc. And
I'm just trying to establish what's changed, because when I went to university in 19...
Changed. Well, nothing's changed. Cannabis has certainly not got stronger or anything.
No, but what I'm saying in terms of the level of usership, when I went to university in 1983, which is, what, 24 years ago...
It's safer recreational choice, isn't it? I mean, it's down to the intelligence of people. You know, they know that alcohol can kill you in extreme dosages. Nicotine, I mean, what's the reward there off of that as a drug? I mean, most of the time you're craving nicotine. I don't take that drug, I don't take caffeine, and I don't take alcohol, to be serious with you.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that most people have made a conscious decision that if they're going to get that recreational payoff from somewhere, they're going to get it from cannabis as opposed to alcohol, say.
They might as well take the safest high, yes. You can't overdose on cannabis like you can alcohol, and I mean, come on, let's talk about the state of some of those young people, 16 to 25-year-olds that they're filming on Booze Britain and programmes like that. Sorry to plug another one there.
No, you can plug what you like. I'm just trying to get my head round why because certainly back in 1983, when I was at university, we knew just a couple of people who took cannabis, and we regarded them as a bit sad and a bit lame, to be honest. If everybody's at it now, how in the space of just one generation did that change come about then, Winston?
I don't think it's people who are sad or lame. It's just that... You didn't see the right people that are taking cannabis. A lot of people take it covertly, to be serious with you, and wouldn't admit to it, especially in those days, because one could ruin one's career over it, especially if you in the services than you could. So people, if they took it discreetly. Cannabis use was high in the 80s as well. So I'm sorry you missed it, because there was some good cannabis about at that time.
Did you do you accept that high levels of usage can lead to permanent mood alteration or other negative effects?
Oh, I'd like to see research on that done on that. I know high level of usage with alcohol, as I say, can kill people and can do lots of brain damage, wet brain syndrome, etc. With cannabis, we haven't got the research because there's too many variables in the equation. Like, could somebody gone out, for instance, at night, had a drink and then took cannabis, and would we be blaming the reaction for the cannabis that had been caused by the drink?
Okay, next question. I'm at a disadvantage because I'm not a dad, so I have to place myself in a parent's shoes. You are a dad, okay.
Yes.
And can I ask how old your children are?
21, 23 and 29.
Right. Was there a time then when they came to you and said, Dad, we want to use cannabis?
Well, we talked about drugs. We mm-hmm. talked about all types of drugs. And when they talked about cannabis and alcohol, they asked me my opinion. And I said, if you're going to take a recreational high when you're over 18, I was adding, then I'd prefer that you took cannabis.
You see, I'm just wondering about that green light. You see, I know what my parents would have said to me.
I know what you're saying, because if you give them too much of a green light, they're going to run for it. But the other thing is, with reverse psychology, telling young people not to do something...
Then they will.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and it's how you do it, though, isn't it? Because, you see, my parents told me not to do something, and in a certain way they did it. It kind of just left me scared of it and thinking, well, you know, I don't want to go down that route.
Well,
I'm just wondering if that there's some kind of a message which you can refine beyond... I can understand the message of, OK, if you're going to take something, and I can also understand as a parent why you want to know what's going on.
Exactly.
What I'm just wondering is if you can refine the message somehow, which brings it down to, well, if you must, but by the way, it's a blooming stupid thing to do.
Of course, but it's very stupid to take any form of recreational drug, especially heavily. I mean, shouldn't we be emphasising that more on the drugs that are causing more damage, like alcohol, nicotine? But, all right, they put the age up to 18, but they could also...
Okay.
Sorry, I dried out a bit.
No, that's fine. That's all right. And it's not an inner-city thing, this, is it? Because some people tend to think it's an inner-city thing, but you're in Leafy Hawley there, Winston.
Oh, I love Leafy Hawley. Yes, yes. No, it's not a city thing. I think most of us around the country are taking the recreational choice of taking it now and, as I say, weighing up the benefits.
Winston Matthews, thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you ever so much. A pleasure to talk to you.
And you, Winston's part of the Legalise Cannabis Alliance. Now...